This is a dictation for Francis Yancey, Frances Yancey. Date of service is 4/14/2022. Date of birth 1/24/81. Date of accident 7/2/2021. The patient is used as a victim of an automobile accident where she was hit on a head-on collision, and she was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the left side with other people, and she injured herself into the head with a history of TBI, including dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of equilibrium, loss of concentration, along with the severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, left knee, and right hand. Presently, the patient is complaining of the pain all along, to the tune of 7 to 9 in the neck, mid back, lower back, both arms, both hands and wrists, as well as fingers, and both legs, especially the left leg posteriorly. The patient has had an MRI of brain, which is normal, but neuroquant analysis was not done by M1 imaging. A vestibulonystagmogram was done that was found positive for traumatic brain injury. And pain level is now continuing with the 20% relief in the pain and recovery. ADLs are still affected. Enjoyment of life is affected 10. Relationship with other people 9. General activity, mood, walking ability, work, and sleep are affected 8. And the neurology inside patient reports ongoing dizziness, vertigo, headache, hearing, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of memory, anxiety, and depression. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, and shoulder, with the pain in both wrists, both elbows, and the left knee, with slight difficulty walking, although patient is not using any adaptive device. In the GI, patient has constipation but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble in swallowing. In the GU, patient has incontinence of the urine but no frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. Patient reports that in respiratory, she has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Patient further reports that she has a numbness from hand and wrist that travels to both arms and across the back. Pain level is the same and there has not been any recovery. In the last 30 days, patient denies any changes in the medical, surgical, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance is free. Patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 140/98, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination came from the previous visit of 3/17/2022, dictation number 0317-0059. For Francis Yancey, along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue all the medications. I renewed the following medications for her. and a person a level flexural melatonin and as well as theory sets 1 to 2 every 6 hours PRN. I continued gabapentin. I begin on gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times a day for neuropathic pain and headaches. Tylenol with codeine every 12 hour PRN, 60 tablets are provided for headache relief, pain relief. Marginal nasal spray is provided 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN besides fear assessment relief for the headache. Physical therapy will continue 3 times per week, especially focusing on sacral iliac joint and neck, mid back, lower back, and muscle spasm to get traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. She remained disabled for work and home, out for placement. Transportation has been checked. Patient will continue doing LESI, TESI, CESI, and sacral iliac joint. All the MRIs have been discussed at length, and all the options have been discussed, conservative, non-conservative, injection treatment, as well as surgical options. The patient will continue to try another month of yoga, meditation, posture exercises, stretching, traction of the spine at home and at therapy, and medication. Hopefully, she'll improve. She also reported that she has changed of her attorney, and she wants to go with another attorney called Lee. Steinberg, and she also has a change in her physical therapy. Thank you very much. She'll be seen in a month's time for her regular visit and 15 days for her procedure.